Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Dave Anderson is our guest. Dave is the author of many books, including How to Run Your Business by the Book. That's his new one. Dave, tell us how we can find you and your books.
You can find me in the book at learntolead.com. Just spell it out like it sounds. That's our website. And the books are, you know, you can get them on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and they've for 18 straight weeks, it's been on the Hudson bestseller list.
Congratulations.
In the airport bookstore. So,
well, that doesn't surprise me at all. And of course, my audience knows only the best for them. No chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Dave, we're talking about leadership. We're talking about leading by the book, which is the title of How to Lead by the Book is the title of your upcoming book coming out next year. And I was saying when we went to the break that you have to have courage. If you're going to really be a leader, you have to have courage, and the courage of your convictions, courage to take risks, courage to do something, and be prepared to fail. You have to have the courage to be prepared to fail. You have to have courage to be held accountable. And if you're a leader, that's one thing about a leader, buddy. When you're a leader, you automatically put yourself up on a little bit of a pedestal. If you claim some leadership position, you put yourself up on a pedestal. That means that you're an easier mark for that bullet of accountability, aren't you?
Well, you are, and everything you say is going to either elevate or devastate, earn respect or lose it, enhance your presence or cheapen it. Everything you do is magnified, for better or for worse. And if you don't like that scrutiny, then you've got to stay out of leadership, because it comes with the territory. That comes with it. The good news is, because of that scrutiny, you have just such an opportunity to positively impact other people as they see you doing, you know, the right thing and living your convictions and living your values.
That's when people want to follow you.
I've known
people who want to be leaders, but they can't find anybody to follow them.
And no, they have subordinates. They don't have followers. You know, it's like what John Maxwell says: "He who thinketh he leadeth but hath no followers is simply out for a walk." You know, there's nobody following. And so, you know, a lot of leaders they think they've got followers, but they don't. They have subordinates, and the problem with the subordinate is they will comply, but they won't commit. People commit because of the leader. They commit because they believe in the leader's vision, because they want to be part of the leader's success. And if you have people who are just going through the motions and complying, then that is a reflection of your own leadership, and you need to step up and earn that commitment. You can't assume it. You've got to earn it.
How do we convey this to the people who work for us, who we want to help to become leaders?
Well, you know, one thing I would tell people before I would promote them is I would set them straight. I'd say, listen, you're going to get this leadership title, but just so you know, that title doesn't make you a leader. All a title does is buy you time to become one. Mm. It buys you time to earn influence or to lose it, to get the job done or to blow it. I tell them, what a foolish notion to think that somehow you've been made more competent by virtue of a change in title. Leadership
I like
is performance.
That.
It's not position.
Yeah.
And people need to understand that early on.
Well, we've all seen people who didn't have the title who were leaders, and other people followed them, and that was a problem for the manager who wasn't a leader, because one of their subordinates was actually taking the herd away.
Well, that's because leadership is influence, and just because you have a title doesn't mean you can really strongly influence people. We've all seen people without titles who have strong influencers in their organization. They're the people others go to when they need help or when they want to know what's going on, because they've earned that influence through their character and their competence and their consistency. And so, absolutely, leadership is earned.
So leaders know what they want.
Yes.
They have the courage to stand behind what they want. They have the courage to admit when they to risk failure, and the courage to admit it when they do fail, and the courage to take up a new direction when they realize the old direction isn't right. And that's attractive to people, isn't it?
Well, it is, and I'll tell you what else is attractive, Jim. They want to see a leader who is personally willing to pay the price to get what they want. they want, you know, who's developing the discipline, mm-hmm. who's learning the skills, who's working the hours, who's, you know, you got to pay the price. This is the age where everybody wants a prize. Nobody wants the price.
Right. Everybody,
and so the leader
we got a whole generation that thinks that coming up that thinks everybody should get a trophy.
Oh, this is such a pampered age, isn't it? It's just a pampered age, and it's time for people to step up and toughen up and tighten up and grow up, for goodness sakes.
Yeah. Well said. Dave, give us the website again, please.
Yes, it's learntolead.com. Just spell it out like it sounds, learntolead.com. And, Jim, there are about 400 or 500 free training articles on the website.
I know.
Video clips people can watch that'll help them. They're all free.
Thank you for that, Dave. I appreciate it very much. And again, Godspeed on your trip, and we look forward to getting a report when you come back.
Look forward to
it, Jim.
We're proud
of the work that you're doing, Dave.
I thank you very much.
Dave Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, what a great American he is, and he'll be back. We're proud to have him as a member of our community. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.